Hello, friend. Welcome to another episode of the Product Powerhouse podcast. Today, we're talking about wholesale options on Shopify. This is going to be fun. I'm going to get a little nerdy. I get asked about wholesale options for Shopify all of the time. And I promised one of my students from DIY Shopify that I would go into the options in a podcast episode specifically for her, but also because I get asked about it so many times. And that's what we're doing today. However, I want to tell you about something. So I've done a guest interview on wholesaleinabox.com about wholesale options for Shopify. And I wanted to pull up that blog post so that I could just remind myself of what I said specifically in there. Things change. You just never really know. And so I just wanted to refresh myself with what I had said in there. While I was doing that, I found a really cool blog post article from Emily, who is the creator of Wholesale in a Box. And she purchased my course, DIY Shopify. And she's also been on my podcast. So if you want to scroll back and look for do's and don'ts of starting wholesale, I will also link that in the show notes for you. She purchased my course and I found a review of the course on her website, which I didn't ask her to write. I didn't even know she wrote this. And I am just so excited. So I want to read this to you because at Wholesale in a Box, they do not use affiliate links and they never recommend anything that they personally don't use. Even when Emily was a participant in the first Product Powerhouse Summit that we did in 2022, she did not use an affiliate link. Like, she doesn't do that. So she's getting no kickback for this. I didn't even know this existed. But here's what she said. She said, let's see. I found Erin to be an authentic, generous, and passionate person, and her course is just the same. I want to be clear, here at Wholesale in a Box, we do not use affiliate links, and we never recommend anything that we have not personally used and loved. That said, I paid full resale price, and while it was a bit pricey, it's not as much as paying someone to create a Shopify site for me from scratch. I felt like it would save a lot of time and effort going down blind alleys. And sure enough, I found out that the course helped me zoom through the setup and refinement process without all the hemming and hawing that otherwise would have ensued. The DIY Shopify course is designed for beginners setting up their site for the first time. It covers everything you need to know to get started with your Shopify site and includes modules on how to set up, design, and optimize your site for search engines. If you're looking to DIY your Shopify site, we recommend checking out Product Powerhouse and their resources that can help make the Shopify process a little less intimidating. That was such a fun surprise. So if you're teetering on the fence about getting DIY to Shopify, maybe that will help you. If not, if you're going to do it yourself, that's fine. I am totally upfront with people. I say, listen, you could Google everything I teach you, but it's going to take you a lot less time. Emily, thank you so much for this review. I just was so surprised and so blown away, and I'm so glad to hear you enjoyed the course. Okay, so with that, let's jump into talking about wholesale options on Shopify. There are several options that are available for you.
You're listening to Product Powerhouse, a podcast to inspire and empower you while you build a powerful product-based business that fuels your passion and feeds your family. I'm your host, Erin Alexander. I run an e-commerce web design agency that helps shop owners build, grow, and scale. This podcast is all about actionable strategies specifically for your product-based business. So friend, grab an iced coffee and let's chat, because DIYing your business doesn't mean you have to do it alone.
Shopify is absolutely a tool you can use for selling wholesale. Don't get me wrong. I think that there are great things that can be done with selling on a platform like Faire, if that is something that you are interested in. It's just a sales channel. But if you'd like to have a wholesale option on your website, let's talk about some of that technology and like how you could do it. I think there are really three main options for this when it comes to small business owners. So if you are a huge corporation making probably hundreds of thousands of dollars per month, you could use Shopify Plus, which is like the enterprise version of Shopify. I do not work with Shopify Plus. I cannot give you any information on it. I should, because I could probably like make a lot of money, but I just don't do that. I like to work with smaller business owners. This is mostly for people who are looking for low-cost options for Shopify. Like I said, I think that there are three recommendations, but to figure out what's going to work best for you, I recommend you consider your entire customer experience, not just the order. A lot of people think about how to get wholesale orders, and that's not the end. That's one piece of the puzzle. You also need to think about, like, how are you gathering information from potential wholesale customers? How will you communicate with them, your terms and conditions, and shipping to wholesale customers? All of those are a factor when it comes to determining how you want your wholesale situation to work on your Shopify store. So the first option is that you can use your retail site as it is with a discount code that gives 50% for wholesale prices or 50% discount, whatever your discount rate is. If you only take 30% off, whatever, you could absolutely do that for wholesale customers. This is a really easy option because it is simple to set up. Your wholesale customers are going to use your site just like retail customers. There are some settings that you're going to have to set up for the customer inside the customer profile that will allow you to select that that customer is tax exempt so that they're not paying taxes. And you will need to use some kind of shipping rate app. One that I have used and heard great things about, like my customers and clients have used, is Bespoke Shipping. And you can use that to add a customer tag to create different shipping profiles. So if I was your wholesale customers, I would have this tag set up in my customer account inside of Shopify that you've already set up. And that is how it would decide, you know, how it's going to charge me shipping and how you are going to set up the tax exempt and anything like that. This is a good option. This works best if your wholesale options are very simple. You just want them to work like a regular retail store. What's important about this method is that, and actually this is important about all of the methods, is that you're going to have to create an onboarding process for new wholesale customers so that when you get new wholesale customers, you are creating their account inside of Shopify so that you're creating all these tags and making sure their account is set up correctly. Even if you just create a simple checklist for yourself, like every time I get a new wholesale customer, I will go through this process. That's really important to make sure that this is working for your wholesale customers. So creating the discount and using an app to control shipping, that's going to be the most simplified version of using Shopify for wholesale. It can work really great if that's how you want the experience to work. Another recommendation is using an app to manage wholesale on a Shopify site. There are a ton of different apps for wholesale in the Shopify App Store. Like, new apps are getting added all the time, so I cannot possibly give you a breakdown of every single one. You're going to have to research and see which one is offering the features you need. My personal recommendation that I have used for other customers that everyone has really enjoyed is the Wholesale Club app. This app works very similar to what we talked about, where you're adding a tag to the customer's profile. So when they log in, they will see their wholesale pricing. What's different about this is that the customer has to log in to your store in order to see their wholesale pricing. What I like about this app is that you only have to set it up once and you really don't have to make any big changes except for syncing new products. So it just sits there and takes care of itself. All you have to do is onboard your new wholesale stores. For your wholesale customers, it seems more official. Like, they're logging in and they're seeing special pricing. The downside is this does come with a monthly fee. If you're using just discount codes, there's no fee involved. But if you're using an app, there is a monthly fee. And the price, I hate to give the prices of apps on the podcast because they change so quickly. And I really have no way of knowing if an app price has changed. But at the time of recording, it was $29 a month or $59 a month. Sometimes you need that higher rate if you want to offer net 30 or net 60 terms where people can get their order and pay later. You can absolutely do that with the Wholesale Club app. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits of using the app. However, if you're not someone who offers net 30, then you probably could get away with using the lower tier. The third option for using Shopify to run wholesale would be to have a separate wholesale store from your retail store. having two websites. And I do have clients who have done this also. And people ask me, is it better to have two stores or to use the apps? Honestly, it is up to you. It's going to depend on your business model and how you manage your store. I have one client who one partner manages the retail and the other partner manages the wholesale. So having two separate stores worked perfectly for them. I don't know that it's something I would prefer. I feel like I would feel stressed out, but that's just me. You know, like it's going to depend on what you need. There are some things I think it's important to consider when you're planning this out, if this is going to be a viable method for you. Sometimes you might need to install apps on both sites. A good example is your email service platform. Most email service platforms do not allow you to connect to multiple stores. You can only connect to one. So you're going to have to research and see if that's possible, or do you need two separate email service provider accounts? Having two stores can give you more control over certain things, like what information a customer provides when they place an order, what information they see when they come onto the store, because sometimes wholesale customers need to know completely different information than the retail stores. There's two different things, but it can also be cumbersome and technical to set up. You also have to purchase your theme two times in order to have two stores. So there are some expenses to running two shops, even though like the monthly fee of running two websites might be the same as the monthly cost of installing an app. So that means it may be a more viable option for you to have two stores, or it might be easier for you to use an app and or the discount codes. This is why I think it's really important to look at your entire wholesale process to determine which method is going to work best for you and your workflows and your business. No two stores are the same. Now, with all of these methods, there are some additional apps that I think sometimes you might need to add. And this is where I'm talking about if you have two stores, you would have to have apps installed on both stores. You'd have double the fees. So that might, in the long run, it might actually be more costly to have two stores than to pay monthly for a app like Wholesale Club. For example, if when you're onboarding wholesale customers, if you would like them to fill out a form that is embedded on your website, then you need to have some kind of form app. The forms that are available inside of Shopify are really terrible, like the basic forms. Some of your themes might have custom forms, which is fantastic. If it doesn't, then you're going to need to install a form app. All of this form apps available on the Shopify app store, either limiting on how many questions you can ask or what types of questions, or they show their logo on them. So sometimes it just makes sense to pay a few dollars to have better forms. I really like the Hulk app for Form Builder. I put a link to that in the show notes. Yes, it costs $10 a month, but I feel like it gives me the most flexibility in terms of design, number of questions, style of questions available, and I can remove the logo on it. Some of the other forms are just not as easy to use, or form builders. Also, I love that there's so many settings in the Form Builder app. Oh, I just love it. It's worth the $10. And actually, I think right now I'm on the free plan. So even on my own website, it has the ugly little branding on there just because I'm trying to save a buck, like all of us. If you don't mind that, then go ahead and use the free plan. You might also need a page that hides things. Like if you wanted to have a landing page for wholesale customers, or like discounts or information for wholesale customers that you don't want retail customers to see, you might need an app that locks down those pages. One of my favorites is called Easy Lockdown. It's very affordable, really easy to use. You might want your wholesale terms and conditions hidden, but not always. Sometimes I think we think they need to be hidden, but I don't think that hiding them is doing you any favors. If I'm a wholesale customer, I want to be able to read the terms and conditions before I make a purchase. So sometimes you're hiding stuff that needs to be public. That happens very often. And I'm always questioning my clients saying, does this really need to be hidden? Or is it okay for store owners to find? You could still create like a landing page for your wholesale customers so that they can find all that information. But I don't think it necessarily needs to be under lock and key if it's information that potential wholesale customers need to know or might want to know. The other thing I highly recommend is that you create onboarding workflows, not just a workflow like a checklist of everything you need to do, like you need to tag your customers, you need to do all this, but also like an email sequence that's going out to your wholesale customers so that send them a copy of the wholesale terms of conditions, send them information about reordering and staying in contact with them once a month or once a quarter, depending on how often you need to get in touch or how much of your business is run by wholesale, but creating a workflow or an email series for your wholesale customers is so important and adding them to a workflow. And I think that's something that a lot of people miss when it comes to setting up their wholesale. I guess technically that's not part of the Shopify setup, but I think it should be. Make sure you get them on an email sequence so that you can nurture your wholesale customers and create a really great process for your wholesale customers. They need that nurturing just as much as your retail customers. So let's just do a little bit of a recap. Before you decide what method to go with, map out your entire wholesale customer experience from like, how are they going to apply or get in touch with you? What information do you need from them before you accept them? Are you going to need a form? What information do you want to provide to them? What information can be hidden or doesn't need to be hidden? How are you planning to communicate them? Make sure you have your wholesale terms and conditions and shipping all of that. Are you going to need additional apps? You might have to do some research to see if you need to add an app, if you need to add a form builder, all of that type of thing. And then you can look at these options and say, is it going to be simplest if I just use a discount code that gives whatever my percentage off is at a minimum order so that they can, you know, get their orders? Or do I need to create or set up something like the Wholesale Club app, which is a little more robust, gives you some more flexibility within your wholesale sales process? Or should you go the third route and have a separate wholesale store where you people are going through there specifically? Make sure you've gone through that process of planning out the wholesale customer journey, so that you know whether you're going to need duplicate copies of apps, one for each side of your store, or if you're going to need a separate email service platform. Then you can make this decision fully informed of what's going to be best for your workflow and your customers. And please don't forget to get them on a nurture sequence. That is the most important part of this whole process. Even if all you use is a discount code, which I don't have any problem with, I think it works. Make sure you get them on a nurture sequence because you have to be continuing to build the relationship with your wholesale customers as much as you're building it with your retail customers. Maybe you can send them less emails, but still important. Okay. If you have questions about wholesale and apps, the best place to get questions answered from me is our Facebook community. We have the Product Powerhouse community. It's a free Facebook group full of shop owners. I'm in there every couple of days answering questions, but other shop owners are also in there answering questions. So if you have questions about a certain app, people who have used that app or who have experience will chime in. It's a fantastic place to hang out. So come find us on the Product Powerhouse community Facebook group. We'd love to have you join us there. And I hope you found this episode helpful. Thank you for listening to the Product Powerhouse podcast. It means so much to me that you take the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. It's my favorite thing to create, and I am so grateful that you've taken the time to listen. If you enjoyed this podcast or you have listened to other episodes and enjoyed those, it would mean the world to me if you could take a minute out of your day to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me get the show out to more people just like you who are out there trying to grow their own product-based business.